Oh, John, I have to be honest, this seems a bit strange. Congratulations, first of all, on the...
You mean me having a collar and tie on? rather than a pair of headphones and a microphone.
Congratulations on the new role. What, as far as you understand it, what is your role? What do you do?
Well, the word ambassador covers a lot of things, and generally it's given, obviously, the chairman some advice, maybe educating him a little bit about, you know, how football's played, and generally helping him with any issues that are involved with football at the club. Not on the management side or the coaching side, but just the years of experience I've had in the game, just maybe clarifying some points that he's not clear on. So it's literally a personal assistant in some ways, but he's also mentioned that, you know, there'll be meetings when he's running his business in Kuwait, doesn't have time to attend meetings, and I'll be the representative of the club in his place. But it is closely associated, obviously, with, you know, looking at bringing in a manager at the moment, which is the main thing that he's trying to do, try and guide him through, you know, a few of the pitfalls that you come across when you're trying to sign a manager, and just saying to him that, you know, the world's not perfect, and, you know, regardless if you bring a manager in and spend money, you don't always have success, and that's one of the difficulties in football. But trying to pick the right man, obviously, I know a lot of people in the game. I've still got a reasonable amount of contacts, and despite the fact that I don't think there's many people managing that are still at my age that I would know or would know me, I know people that know them. So it's just gathering information, and when he makes a decision, trying to help him make the right decision by bringing the right person in to manage the team.
Is it too simplistic to say that, let's come up with a name, if you suggest Bob Smith as the new manager, that the chairman will appoint Bob Smith as the new manager?
Well, the thing is that, you know, I will give it my endorsement and say, you know, I think this probably is a better bet for you. We've obviously talked together, and there's been a number of names, you know, which have included Hoddle, they've included Zola, they've included Malky Mackay. But, you know, there's saying, well, we'll talk to him. It's always difficult to try and get the first talk underway. Then you've got the negotiations, and then you've got ironing out the fine points of contracts and things, and then eventually you make a decision, yes, you know, he's the one we can go for. Some of them might not want to come to the club because of its geographical position. Others might not come to the club thinking, well, if I come in and there's 9 games left and I don't make it, you know, it's going to tarnish my reputation. But I can't see that one being valid, because we're at the right end of the league to come to a football club, when most management positions become available when you're struggling at the bottom and they want to get away from trouble. Those are the difficult jobs. You know, this job here at Nottingham Forest is an absolutely brilliant job for people. And the main reason that I'm here is that the chairman gives me a lot of respect as a former captain of the club that did my best on the field. And he's hoping that I've still retained enough knowledge to give him a little bit of help off the field.
Do you have timings yet of when a new manager might be in place? What are what is your hunch on that?
Well, just at the moment, it's discussing the sort of fors and against, or the strengths and weaknesses of the ones that you'd say on the list. I mean, Nigel Clough, you know, ex-players, Stuart Pearce, Roy Keane, they're always going to get a mention. Martin O'Neill, you know, they're all going to get a mention. But it's trying to be realistic and maybe saying, you know, with a little bit of luck, we can get the thing done sooner rather than later. But football, because it changes so quickly, we might even go through one game with Gary Brazil, the academy manager in charge, who might win convincingly, and it might give us a bigger breathing space to maybe search a little deeper for a permanent manager.
Just finally, John, we've had the pleasure of working with you on BBC Radio Nottingham over the last few years, which has been a pleasure. I guess it's something you'll miss as well, is it?
Absolutely. It's great running up to my position past the supporters who are throwing this comment and that comment at me. And some of the feedback that I've had from supporters that actually listen to me, even while they're watching the match, which is something quite novel. And I've really enjoyed it. And obviously, I try and give an honest opinion of what's out there on the football field. I'd like to thank everybody that has paid me compliments about the programme I have, although most of them admit, you know, Colin's the top man and I'm just the underdog. But, you know, I'll put up with that. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, you and Colin have taught me a lot about, you know, talking about football matches. And, you know, along the way, I've probably maybe educated you a little bit about the inner workings of football. And, you know, it's been a two-way thing that's been enjoyable for all of us. even down to the chocolate bars at half time. So thanks to everybody that's listened. I owe you a debt of gratitude for listening, because if you hadn't listened and put the figures up, they'd never have kept me on in the first place. So you did that for me. I really appreciate it. And let's just hope that, you know, with the chairman of Nottingham Forest Football Club being as sincere as he is, we can get the right man for the job to take the club forward.
Wish you all the best. Thank you, John.
Thank you.